Andy, you must really think that the gods, or what did you do on the gods, because nothing going right really. That was a game that could have been won and things went wrong again.
Yeah, it's not the gods at all. I mean, there's things that are under our control and there's things that aren't under our control. And, you know, by and large, we dealt with most of the things there. I thought the first half was excellent. But, you know, that 10 minutes before half time when Galway did what they did, and you know, I've no complaints of Galway doing what they did, but being allowed to get away with what they were doing, that's not our fault, and it's not. I don't know. That's the frustrating bit of it, really. You know,
was it just the difference in experience, the Division One experience? Is that what it goes down to? They had the experience. Meath just happened to deal with it 10 minutes before half time.
No, I don't buy that at all. That's nothing got to do with experience. That's got to do with umpires, referees, linesmen doing their job. They didn't do their job. They allowed Galway to change the complexion of the first half totally. And, you know, maybe it's experience that they decided, okay, we got to start dragging and pulling, we got to stop Meath getting kickouts away, and we got to slow the game down. And maybe that is experience, but that's out of our control. If they're allowed to get away with what they were doing, well then, you know, I suppose more luck to them.
Well, you'd have to have been very pleased at that stage with Meath's performance in the first 25 minutes of the game. An 8-point lead, I know you had the breeze, but playing very good football.
Yeah, there was a lot of really good stuff there. I thought some of the defending was good, and I thought some of our attacking shapes. We missed a couple of chances that ultimately, you know, you end up paying the price. You know, a couple of good scoring chances in the first half, but by and large, it was very good stuff, and I suppose a 4-point lead at half time didn't really reflect the quality of the play for most of it.
And an unfortunate error then to give away the ball for the goal, because it wasn't any danger really, or shouldn't have been any danger in the Meath defence.
Yeah, just a bad decision by Breen, you know. I think there was somebody beside him, you know. And I suppose for the rest of the half, you'd have to say that we managed those situations very, very well. I thought, you know, with Markey's kickouts, we got our percentage were very high. We kept our heads. We walked away out of it. You know, you could feel the crowd getting a little bit uneasy. But I thought we dealt with it very, very well by and large. It's just that mistake was costly enough. Yeah.
And at last, a bit of light at the end of the tunnel in terms of injuries. You had Pádraig Harnan back on the field at the end of the day. Donal Lenihan last Sunday and again today. Gavin McCoy as well, and Shane Walsh making their way back. That's a little bit of positive news.
Sure. Yeah. Great to see Pádraig, back on the pitch today. You know, that's his first bit of action this year, so and you'd say he still looked like he could have an influence on the game, so good to have those guys back, and there's a few more hopefully to come back.
The rate of improvement, Andy, you'd have to say good performances against Kerry and Galway in particular, and possibly could have won the game against Mayo as well, so you still will be giving it all in the last two games against Dublin and Monaghan.
Actually, they're great games to look forward to, you know, playing Dublin and Croke Park. I mean, you know, what's wrong with that? Everybody should be looking forward to it, and I'm sure the fellas will be. So let's bring it on.